The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gervagus Falchi go Clara Ellie and come on Luke Glasgale and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as usual with you until 8 o'clock, and we've got a very busy programme lined up for you tonight ahead of Sunday's mouth-watering double bill, or Saturday's double bill of Donegal and Tyrone in Ulster Championship football action in Kingspan Breffley Park. I'm joined tonight by former Donegal stars, all-star forward Tony Boyle and star ladies forward Maureen O'Donnell, as well as Tyrone freelance journalist Paddy Hunter, who also is the Tyrone Ladies PRO. So a bumper weekend of Gaelic football action this weekend. Also action in the hurling, in the Nicky Rackard and in the Christy Ring Cup. Donegal are fighting for survival in the Christy Ring Cup. They play London on Saturday in Cross Madeleine. And Tyrone, well, bidding for a place in the Nicky Rackard final on Sunday or Saturday when they take on Armagh in Inniskeen. So plenty of action in the qualifiers as well. Derry beginning to get their bid for All-Ireland success on the road down in Wexford Park when they take on Derry. Other games in the All-Ireland qualifiers as well. But our main focus tonight, and naturally enough, is going to be on the big local derby clash in both the ladies Ulster Senior Championship semi-finals and the men's Senior Championship semi-finals between Donegal and Tyrone in Kingspan Breffley Park on Saturday. And I see I'm joined by former Donegal star Tony Boyle. Plenty of experience playing against Tyrone, and plenty of success, and maybe good days and bad days. A very good night to you, Tony. And first of all, Tony, on a maybe a sadder note, and my sympathies to you and to all in the Rosses and all in football circles down there as well. You've lost a very good friend this week in Mickey Bonner-Falker.
Yeah, Tom, sad news down this part of the world. A big character, another big character gone. But it was a great follower, Donegal follower, Donegal follower, you know. Probably best summed up as one of my biggest supporters and biggest critics, all rolled into one, you know. But a great character, and it'll be sadly missed in the area.
Yeah, and widely known all over the county. Never missed a Donegal game.
You know, travelled the length of the breadth of the country. Spent most of his days up and down to Killybegs, and said, never missed a Donegal match. I remember back in 92, obviously, covered all the matches, followed all the matches with my mum and dad. And I remember coming back for the presentation in the Mount Airigill on the Saturday night after the All-Star do, and it was treacherous weather. It was a very, very bad night, and nothing would do Mickey. He had to be in Letterkenny that night for the presentation, and he made it out over Mainaroy, and there's a lovely picture that hangs on his wall in the house of myself and Mickey with the All-Ireland medal, you know. So great, as I said, a great character and a great follower and a great Donegal Gael.
Yeah, and as somebody said to me during the week, when I heard of his death, I was speaking to somebody that says to me, the one thing you'd be sure, Mickey would never say anything to the neighbours about you that he wouldn't say to yourself. He was pretty direct.
Very direct, as I said. You could have one of your better games. You could have one of your better games for Donegal, and Mickey would still be giving out to you about something. But that being said, like Mickey was the best in the world, give you the shirt of his back, you know, and would have backed me and Declan and Manus, the Rosses men to the hilt, no matter how the result went, you know. So, but as I said, it's very, very sad for Anime and the rest of Mickey's family, and he'd be sadly missed in the area.
Yeah, and his funeral takes place tomorrow after 11 o'clock mass in St. Columbus Church in Acres to Belcrich, isn't that correct?
That's right, 11 o'clock mass in Acres Chapel.
Oh, yes, Chair Annam. Well, Tony, anyway, I suppose the big focus this weekend is on the two games in Clonus. We'll concentrate first, obviously, on the big one. That's Donegal and Tyrone, a repeat of last year's All-Ireland qualifier in Ballybuffet. Donegal going in as champions, putting their title on the line in a big way.
Yeah, they are, Tom. As you said, they're coming in as also champions, but I suppose Tyrone are coming in as beating All Ireland finalists, and obviously beat us in the Super Eights and Ballybuffet last year, you know. So listen, that's a massive, massive match. Any match over against Tyrone, you know, between Donegal and Tyrone over this last 7 or 8 years have always been big games, you know. And it's, you know, everyone's wondering, it looks like Tyrone have changed their style of play slightly this year compared to last year, and they seem to be a wee bit more offensive and they seem to be playing McShane and at times Richie Donnelly, Matty Donnelly inside and playing more long ball. And obviously everyone knows that Donegal's forward line with Paddy McBertie back this year, who missed out the campaign after the Ulster final last year, which will be a big boost. So in one sense you could be looking forward to an open game, but I don't think it'll be as open. You know, I think it'll be slightly more cagey from the start, but I think I would hope that it would be more open than games in the past between the two counties.
Yeah. Is there a realisation, and I know Declan Bonner changed very much the Donegal style from an all out defence, it still have to be quite defensive, but when he came in, and is it a sign that, you know, Tyrone have and Donegal have gone for a more expansive, more offensive game than a defensive game? Maybe tells us something about their ambitions.
Yeah, I think so, Tom. You know, I think Tyrone was, so I know Declan, when he came in, it was one of the points that he made, that he was going to be more attacking and commit more people forward, and he's done that. And maybe we suffered last year in Division 1, where we ended up getting relegated, but to be fair, he regrouped for the championship and you know, won a very good Ulster championship. People will say we didn't meet Monaghan and we didn't meet Tyrone, but you know, that was really out of our hands because they were on the other side of the draw. Obviously Tyrone, you know, went to an All Ireland final, put up a reasonable show against Dublin in the final, but I think people have come to realise that the only way you're going to maybe go further in the championship and maybe challenge Dublin is to be more offensive. You know, Mayo have done it over this last couple of years, and even though they've fallen short, you know, they're the one team that goes toe-to-toe with Dublin and really puts them under pressure. So I think, you know, Mickey Hart has probably seen that and probably felt that they needed to change. And, you know, to be fair, they have. And, you know, I've been very, very impressed with Cathal Machine as a target man. You know, he's, you know, not only won his own ball, but he can also score. You know, he's kicked, I think, between the two games, between Derry game and the Anthem game, he's kicked 13 points. And at least half of not slightly more, is from play. So, he's going to be a big danger for Donegal. And obviously, Richie Donnelly and Matty are sort of revolving from inside into the full forward line and out. So they're playing a lot more long balls. So it makes for definitely a very interesting match on Saturday evening.
And tell me, the general feeling is that Tyrone probably have improved, is it?
Well, I think that's the big question. You know, if you look at their league campaign, they started slowly, which they normally do anyway, but they finished very, very strongly in the league. And I suppose they were tweaking their system and trying to get to be that more offensive. Obviously, to be fair, Derry in the first round of the championship, Tom, ran them very close, and Derry actually led with 9 minutes to go. Obviously, they conceded a goal straight away, and that might have been a concern, cause of concern for Mickey Hart. Now, obviously, Antrim got off to a poor start and they were always chasing the game. But I suppose the one thing definitely I'd be looking at, you know, Antrim scored 2 goals against Tyrone, that Tyrone defence, plus, you know, they probably missed another 2 good chances. So there was goal opportunities there. So I'm sure that's something Declan's been looking at in the last week in his preparations for Saturday.
Yeah. General feeling that maybe Donegal might be a little bit more vulnerable at the back as well. We saw a few times that Fermanagh, you know, created the goal chances 2 weeks ago. You know, Donegal didn't create any, but Fermanagh created a couple. So is it that Donegal and Tyrone are weak when teams run at them, or is it maybe that the game now suits more the forward and is more difficult for the defender with black cards and yellow cards and maybe referees a little bit more officious and more strict?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Tom, the trade off of going from an ultra defensive setup is if you're obviously committing more men forward and you're going to leave less numbers in the back, and that can create, you know, for a team that can turn over the opposition and move the ball very, very quickly, it does lead for more gaps. And listen, to be fair, it leads for more entertaining football as well, more one-on-one battles, which I think all supporters want. So it's probably, I think the question, well, whoever will get that balance right on Saturday between attack and defence, you know, I heard Andy McGinley earlier on a different station saying that he would think that Donegal's attack is more potent than Tyrone's, which is interesting from a Tyrone perspective, but probably they're trying to maybe heap a wee bit of pressure on us this weekend. But I think, listen, it'll probably come down to what defenders do the best, you know, because that's where, as I said, you know, we're probably not as we're not flooding as many bodies back, which puts a wee bit more pressure on your defenders. But I think we'll have defenders that can stand up and be counted, you know. But again, a lot will come down, Tom, as usual. If you can dominate Eric around the middle of the field, then you can stop the quality of ball. You can stop the quality or slow the quality of ball coming in. So that'll have a big bearing around the middle of the field on Saturday evening as well.
That's Tony Boyle there. Maybe, Tony, you just could hang up because we there's just a poor quality line there, in actual fact. We want to talk more to you. Maybe you hung up and Jimmy will ring you back in a moment. But I'm delighted to see I'm now joined by Maureen O'Donnell, of course, a star of Donegal ladies football for many years. And Maureen, a good night to you as well.
Good night, Tom. How are you getting on?
Good. That's a much better line. So, obviously, we'll ask you to sing a song later because that's much clearer. But tell me, okay, we want to talk to you about Donegal ladies, but against Tyrone. Obviously, that's your bailiwick, and you'll be working on the game on Saturday with Oisin Kelly. But tell me, looking at the men's game, how do you see it go?
He's talking about statistics there, and he's talked a lot about that. But as he said, it'll come down to who won things in the middle of the field. And it's good to see the game going to a more offensive game and a more offensive setup. But as you say, like Donegal leaked goals against Fermanagh, so that's a worrying point going into. You know, they're like, you have a very experienced side there under the experience of Mickey Hart. And Declan Bonner, of course, has them well set up now. But it's going to be a very, very tight battle, and whoever gets the scores early on, there was only a goal or a point between them the last time they played. And if you look over the last 10 years, Donegal have won 4 and Tyrone have won 4, so it'll come down to, it's more of a final now tomorrow in terms of the championship, I feel. So, you know, if Donegal can keep it safe at the back while also attack, you know, the likes of McBurty and Michael Murphy, you maybe hold their position and maybe try and get the scores on early. Tom, you know, Donegal can definitely do it.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to talk to you about the meeting of Donegal and Tyrone and the ladies. Donegal, the defending Ulster champions as well in the ladies. But we're going to just take a short break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Rash, good evening, Clara. Good Misha Tom Comick, as always, with you until 9 o'clock. I'm in the company tonight of former Donegal stars Tony Boyle and Maureen O'Donnell, and we'll be soon joined by a freelanced journalist and broadcaster, Paddy Hunter from Tyrone, of course, who was acting also as the Tyrone ladies PGA Pairo, of course. Donegal and Tyrone meet in a doubleheader, an attractive one at Kingspan Breffni Park on Saturday afternoon. Donegal and Tyrone ladies in the Ulster Senior Championship Lady semi-final, and Donegal and Tyrone as well in the race for the Anglo-Sel Cup. That's also on in Breffni Park. We spoke to Tony Boyle before the break there. We were talking to Maureen O'Donnell, and Maureen, just looking ahead to that game, Donegal going in as defending champions.
Yeah, Tyrone is both going on very much as the underdogs, coming from Division 2 football, Tom. So it'll be an interesting battle on Saturday. And of course, Donegal haven't been out now in a while, so, you know, it's supposed to have been in training. So, you know, it's hard when a team is out of training for so long, Tom, so to come back into it. So hopefully we'll see a fully fit Donegal squad out there tomorrow.
Donegal had a good league campaign, you know, went to the semi-final, maybe a little disappointed to lose to Galway, but other than that, a lot of promise, a lot of young players coming in, a kind of a team in transition.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, they're in transition, but they still have a bit of experience there, you know, and the team, and as you say, a lot of young ones joined this year as well, because of course at the beginning of the year there was a lot of years left maybe to travel and stuff like that. It's very hard to keep the commitment up for so long. But, yeah, as you say, going into tomorrow, the Rakhine injuries from before maybe had an absolutely fantastic league campaign, you know, as you say, very disappointed to go out in the semi-final, but I've had some tough games which will really stand to them, you know, those Division 1 games, Tom, they were extremely tough, very competitive games, and, you know, when you look at Tyrone then, they're playing Division 2 football the whole time. But as I say, going on, you know, when you're going on as an underdog as well, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, and I mean, they'll be looking to that Donegal off the top position tomorrow as well.
And of course, we can't forget Tyrone going in as reigning All Ireland Intermediate champions, having won the Intermediate last year.
Yeah, that's right. So they're a team that's very much in transition and building as well, you know, Tom. So, you know, after winning that there, They'll have a lot of experience in their camp, and I mean, they'll definitely be wanting to beat Donegal tomorrow, that's for sure, especially with
Yeah, and just remind us more, you know, of some of the young players that have come in and have impressed you for Donegal.
Well, I mean, I'll talk specifically, I suppose, about Megan Ryan. She's been outstanding, like a very young player, commanding middle of the field. Tom, you know yourself, the requirements of midfield, it's a very tough and difficult position to play, and you need a serious, good cardio levels and good fitness levels, and she came in there. She's had a fantastic year so far. She's been starting on the full forward and has been coming out very much to the middle of the field area, you know. You also have one of the Hegarty sisters at cornerback as well, who's been playing, Tara Hegarty, is it? She's had a good year this year. And then you have like Amy Boyle Carr as well, who's been featuring well in the forward line for Donegal. So, I mean, those are only a couple of names to drop in, but as I say, they're a team, like, you know, that are building, and it's good to see it. And hopefully they'll get another step closer, maybe to the semi-final against Cavan.
Yeah, now, but having said that, they're still down to a hard core of experienced players: Karen Guthrie, you know, Geraldine McLaughlin, Nicole McLaughlin, Emer Gallagher, you know, players like that.
Yeah, Niamh Hegarty. You know, there's a serious amount of experience still left in the team. You know, and they've been playing, I suppose, without even one boner all year as well. And they've been playing relatively well, like, the whole time, you know. There's a good mix, you see, between the old and the young. And, you know, I suppose some inspirational figures there, as you talked, and Geraldine McLaughlin, and maybe Niamh Hegarty, and maybe on the back line, then Nicole McLaughlin and Emer Gallagher. And the younger girls are looking up to them, and that's what it's all about. It's about getting the team to gel well together, and they've been playing well now, as I say, from the beginning of the year. So hopefully now they can go out after such a gap, maybe tomorrow, and start to get that back together. Even Kitty Hearn there, she's been injured there for a while now, but I think she's back tomorrow, and
Saturday
she should be fully fit, you know.
Anyway, thank you indeed, Maureen, for joining us. And before we, if you can hang on there for a moment, we're going to Tyrone and get the mood in Tyrone. Paddy Hunter, big weekend in Tyrone as well, I'm sure, excitement building. First of all, maybe before we talk about the men's game, maybe we talk about the ladies' game. You're the PRO there, you hear Maureen O'Donnell saying Donegal, obviously very experienced, but kind of wary of Tyrone at the same time. Have they every reason to be?
I suppose, Tom, when you look at it, first of all, thanks very much for the invite on. I'm out here watching Skills Challenge the Future of Tyrone and CF Hands here with a development officer called Kevin McChrystal, keeping a watch and brief there as we pick our player to go to the Fila at the end of the month, of course, so plenty of activity up here tonight. Certainly, Tyrone, obviously, a poor enough league campaign, it would have to be said. They progressed, high promise at the start of the campaign, but they fell away, lost by 4, 3, 2 and 1 points, and then eventually saw off the challenge of Kerry at Cole Island, a good performance against the senior side. So that gave them a real boost, you know, going forward. And I suppose the fact is, as you were saying there, we would have lost several players as well. There's no Gemma Bedley, no Lucretia Quinn, no Anya Canavan. They've all stepped aside for the time being, of course, as well. But again, we've a lot of young players coming in, and, you know, great structures at underage level. Jerry Mullen has made the case over the last couple of years that the 3 years that we're in intermediate status, playing intermediate football, we brought in a lot of young players, and those players are starting to develop, those players are starting to evolve as well. So, you know, we're going in here for probably the first time in 2 years into a championship match as an underdog. So we've nothing to lose, and we're going into the game very positive and not overconfident, but certainly confident. We've played Donegal several times over the last couple of years. Max has been very good to have us with friendly games and challenge games, so we sort of know what to expect.
And tell me about some of the young players coming into Tyrone.
Well, with the likes of Caitlin Kelly coming through there, she made an appearance last year for the senior squad. We would have, you know, the exciting Emma Brennan, who's been around the squad a couple of years now. Joanne Barrett, of course, a stalwart now of many a campaign. And then there's the likes of Rebecca Barker. We have a few others, just off the top of my head, Tom, the likes of Aileen Toohey, who's been knocking on the door as well. Lots of quality there, lots of quality coming through. It may take a couple of years, but so we're going into the game, you know, we're underdogs, we're not to lose, and it's going to be a big occasion, a massive day for Tyrone football and hurling, Tom. 5 Tyrone teams out on the one day, although we are told today that the under-20s game has been cancelled now, so that's one less thing. But it's difficult for people to get everywhere. We're hoping there's going to be a big support there at Kingsman Breffni for the ladies, of course. A 2:45 throw-in for that one. So you hope the people of Tyrone and Donegal come out and support the league footballers, because that's going to be very important too.
And tell me, what's the mood about the senior team? Obviously, raging hot favourites, 4-7 on with the bookies.
Well, the one thing I did, I did my weekly podcast on a Wednesday, and the one thing we were talking about was the fact that whoever wins this game will be very much favourites to win the Ulster title. But us getting out of this game is going to be very, very tricky. The mood has to be, I suppose, good in Tyrone, Tom, in terms of the way they beat Derry, the way they beat Antrim. But then, you know, you can only beat what's in front of you. People say it's only two Division 4 sides or whatever, but you can only beat what's in front of you. Tyrone done the job they had to do, and obviously it's a case now of progression. It's going to be very difficult. There's been some great battles over the years, and Donegal, as you said yourself, are the reigning champions.
Yeah, and tell me, much talk of last year's qualifier in Ballybofey. That was a big result for Tyrone at the time.
I suppose it was a smash and grab at the end, obviously, the way Tyrone came out and got the late scores or whatever to win that game. That said, there's been very little talk about it. Every year, Tyrone and Donegal, when they meet, it's always a new game. It doesn't matter what happened the year before or what happened 5 years ago, it's always a different game, Tom, and that's, I suppose, the way Tyrone are looking at it.
Yeah, on the injury front, how is Mickey Hart fixed?
From talking to him today, for one of my colleagues talked to him today for the media, and appears to be no major injury issues at this stage.
Yeah, well, they're not going to tell us anyway, I suppose. But anyway, and tell me,
I'm going to be more concerned now about one or two of his players at the moment, to be fair. So I suppose that's a worry. But I suppose, you know, you'll not hear much now, put it like that.
Yeah, and how are the ladies? Are they fully fit squad?
Well, no, as I said, we have one or two now who are carrying knocks. We'll know better tomorrow night.
And generally, is Tyrone's style have changed somewhat? How has that gone down, or are they going to revert back to type for Saturday, given, you know, the opposition?
You would imagine that they'll play to their strength, and they'll play. You know, they've adopted that new style again now, the sort of the old fashioned style. It has worked for them so far. God knows, I suppose it'll all depend on how the game will develop. You know Mickey Hart as well as I do. He's a strategist. He watches teams. He knows the game inside out. Him and Gavin Devlin, you know it inside out. Stephen O'Neill's had a big impact over the past couple of years as well with the forward. So you expect, I suppose, it'll be much to type, depending on how the game is developing and how it emerges, Tom.
Look at Paddy, thanks for joining us, and no doubt we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Tom.
That's Paddy Hunter there, freelance broadcaster and journalist, and obviously PRO for the Tyrone ladies as well. But back to Tony Boyle. Tony's been patiently waiting on the phone. Tony, before we wrap up on the men's game and how you see it go and why you see it go the way it's going, and we have to talk about something else as well. Just a quick word on the Donegal ladies. I know you're involved quite a bit with Donegal or Dunlow underage teams. Ladies game progressing well in the county?
Yeah, very much, Tom. We have on the 14 girls are heading to the field at the end of June, you know, which is big for the club. The first time a team from Dunlow heading to the field, so we're looking forward to that. But I've been lucky enough, I've been to actually quite a few of the Donegal senior ladies league games this year, and was very, very impressed with the early season form. Obviously, they took a bit of a dip towards the end of the league because they picked up some injuries, but listen, as Maureen says, you know, we are favourites going on Sunday, provided all our big names are back. And I was very impressed with some of the with some of the younger players that have come through, because as Maxie had alluded to earlier in the year, that a lot of they lost a lot of experienced players, but like Megan Ryan and Amy Boyle Carr, and also young Niamh Boyle from St. Noel's was very impressive in the league campaign as well. So listen, the future does look bright for the Donegal ladies, and I would expect them to win on Sunday.
And Tony, just finally, we've only a couple of minutes, just away from all that, and I know you're pounding the highways and the byways at the moment, promoting a draw for Dunlow. We'll give you an opportunity to plug it. It's a development draw. Maybe you tell us a little about it.
Yeah, Tony, we're finally building a second pitch down in Dunlow. We're still the most Googled pitch. If anyone asks what's the worst pitch anyone ever played for, it's always Dunlow. But it's always served us very well over the last 40 years. But basically, Tom, we have the need now for another pitch because of the number of teams. We have nearly 30 underage teams between underage and seniors, girls, boys and hurling. So we have a lot of... We don't have much space, so we're out, as you said, on the road. We're running a development draw, €10,000 first prize, €20 a ticket, 3 for 50, 7 for 100. So we've covered most of the Rosses. We've been to Glenties, Gido, Glenfinnan. So our plan is over the next number of months to get to all the clubs in Donegal and further afield. So it's hard work. You know, there are a lot of good volunteers out there. So listen, all we're saying is if you see a Dunlow volunteer coming to your door selling tickets, you'll know it's for a badly needed pitch in our area.
From Kingspan Breffni Park on Sunday. From me, Tom Comack, my thanks to my guests tonight, Tony Boyle, Maureen O'Donnell, Paddy Hunter, and as always, the old rival Jimmy Stafford on sound. Good evening, Sharks and Shogun. Mobuikas de the Colodor, Fosh Lonagas, Bannocks.